We've got a high of 21 today, 30% chance of showers. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Bloom. CFRY's Harvest Lunch stopped at the farm of Andreas Schwartz yesterday, where heavy rain and hail have temporarily brought harvest to a standstill. Schwartz Farms is just under 8,000 acres of wheat, canola, soybeans, and corn. He adds Sunday night was especially difficult, with some crops nearly ready for the combine.
Wasn't good. We had some hail on some of the fields. Not good, especially when you have it basically ready for the combine. It's hard on your nerves.
Schwartz hopes to have some equipment moving again within 2 days, although the farm may have to change which fields it tackles first. The Manitoba government is launching a new alliance to attract defense and security investment to the province. Reporter Corey Canute has the full story.
Southport Aerospace Centre is among the key facilities being highlighted as part of the push. The Manitoba-Canada Defence Alliance will bring government, industry, and other partners together to pursue new defence projects. The province is providing $320,000 to support the initiative. From the Portage Online Newsroom, I'm Corey Canute.
Heavy weekend rain forced a local learning center to delay the start of classes by 2 days after water got into the building. Lighthouse Christian School head supervisor and vice principal Iris Bloom says the problem was discovered when she stopped at the school Monday.
Pretty wet, a lot wetter than I would have anticipated, and a lot more widespread than has ever happened in our learning center before.
Staff and a volunteer spent several hours extracting water from the carpet and setting up equipment to dry the area. Pine Creek School Division is moving ahead with new play structures at Gladstone and McGregor Elementary Schools. The province is covering 75% of both projects. Superintendent Sandra Meyer says the funding was welcome news for the two school communities.
We were very pleased and happy that those two school communities will be receiving a new play structure. The major funding piece is going to be coming from the province.
The project are valued at nearly $54,000 in Gladstone and just over $177,000 in McGregor. Local parent advisory councils and the division will contribute the remaining costs. Artificial intelligence is becoming increasingly common in classrooms, but educators are still figuring out where to draw the line. Dr. Brenda Stays with the University of Manitoba says whether AI is helpful depends on what teachers want students to learn. But Stays warns that students need to make sure they're not using AI to bypass the learning they're supposed to be doing. She says critical thinking is something everyone needs practice with. 24/7 emergency care has returned to Dauphin Regional Health Center following extensive flood damage to the hospital. Portage Online's Marissa McFadden has more.
The Manitoba government says the temporary emergency department reopened on Labor Day with in-house X-ray and lab services also available. Health Minister Uzoma Asaguera says reopening the ER in just over 2 months was a monumental team effort. For Portage Online News, I'm Marissa McFadden.
News on the go. Download the Portage Online app. Today is mainly sunny, northwest wind gusting as high as 50, high of 21, UV index 5 or moderate. A few clouds tonight, low of 10. Tomorrow's mainly sunny. A bit of wind from the south blowing at 30 in the morning, high of 26. Humidex 29 tomorrow. UV index is 6 or high. Tomorrow night is clear and windy with a low of 12. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 22. Friday night is clear, low of 9. Around the region, Brandon is sunny and 17. Winnipeg, partly cloudy, 18. Portage La Prairie is sunny. Relative humidity is 63%. The temperature is 19 with some wind blowing up toward 31. Access precise weather information instantly. Download our Portage Online app. I'm Mike Bloom.